This is St. Louis Public Radio. For the past 2 years, legislators in Jefferson City have sent a strong message to undocumented students in the region. You can go to college in Missouri, but we won't make it easy. Now, with a Republican governor and supermajority in both chambers, undocumented students are bracing for continued obstacles to higher education in their home state. St. Louis Public Radio's Jenny Simone reports.
Like every other student at University City High School, Areli Munoz Reyes was promised that if she met all the requirements, she would get Missouri's A-plus scholarship. And she did. A-plus offers students 2 free years of community college. And after graduation, Reyes took her scholarship to study at St. Louis Community College at Forest Park in 2015. But just one semester in,
they just took it away.
That was thanks to a measure passed by the Missouri legislature earlier that year, requiring A-plus scholarship recipients to be citizens or legal permanent residents. Reyes lost her scholarship because even though she exceeded the qualifications between attendance, volunteer hours, and GPA standards, she's an undocumented immigrant.
Then they were like, oh, we are also charging out-of-state tuition.
Even though she's lived in St. Louis since third grade, Reyes saw the cost of her classes jump from zero to more than double what other St. Louis County residents pay. That was because of new language in the preamble of the state's higher education budget bill for 2015. It told public colleges that they must charge undocumented students the highest rate of tuition and withhold state-funded scholarships. Colleges that defy these rules risk losing their public funding. Representative Scott Fitzpatrick, the Republican chair of the Budget Committee, crafted the language in the bill.
To me, it wouldn't be right to reward illegal immigration by saying, hey, you know, parents, if you want to bring your kids to Missouri illegally, not only will we give them the benefit of a free public education, but we will charge them less than other citizens that don't live in Missouri.
Fitzpatrick says the budget doesn't keep undocumented immigrants from going to college, but using state funds to treat them the same or better than citizens?
That's not a policy position that I can support.
Felipe Martinez couldn't agree less.
In this situation, it doesn't matter how much good an individual does. It comes down to one question. Where were you born?
Martinez is the immigrant student advisor at the Scholarship Foundation of St. Louis and says the arbitrary location of where a person is born shouldn't determine their access to higher education.
Students are equally fed the same messages, that if you work hard, you'll be successful. They do that for K through 12, and they're told, all right, we're all going to college, oh, but not you. And if we're supportive of people for a time, we have to be supportive of them always.
Because undocumented students haven't been able to find that support in Missouri, Martinez says that many of the students he works with are leaving the state. Carissa Anderson, the head of policy research with the Scholarship Foundation, says that's a major problem for Missouri's economy and population.
We're missing out on people that are going into jobs that we need. No matter if you view it from a business perspective, from a moral perspective, it doesn't make sense on any level to price these students out of college.
But for some undocumented students, it's not that easy to leave. Many come from mixed-status homes, where their contributions are critical to the whole family. Areli Munoz Reyes and her relatives haven't decided if they'll stay. But in the meantime, she's focusing on her coursework.
I want a better future for myself. I want a better future to give back to my family because they worked so hard for me to get where I am now. I'm never going to give up on my education, even if they're putting all these barriers. I'm never going to give up.
Even so, it won't be easy. Missouri's legislators will have to pass a new higher education budget in May. Representative Fitzpatrick says as long as he's in office, he plans to keep the language that limits in-state tuition and state scholarships to citizens. I'm Jenny Simone, St. Louis Public Radio.